I want to head to our Washington correspondent, Jessica Smith, now, who has been listening to President Biden and those CEOs, and she joins us with some of the big takeaways. Jess?
Yeah, Alexis, President Biden, they're gathering these CEOs to really put pressure on Republicans and stress to the American people what the consequences of default would be. You heard him there asking those questions. What would this mean for people's retirement? What would it mean for people on Social Security? Trying to really break this down beyond the terms in Washington that people don't follow every day into the real life consequences of a default. And we should know, as the president was talking, Punchbowl News reported that Leader McConnell just told a closed meeting of Senate Republicans that he would offer a short-term debt ceiling extension today or offer Senator Schumer an expedited reconciliation process. So it looks like McConnell is saying that he will offer some way forward. We'll see exactly what that turns out to be and if Democrats are on board with it. As we've talked about throughout the day, the Senate is scheduled to have a vote to advance the debt ceiling bill later this afternoon. It requires 60 votes, so 10 Republicans would have to vote with Democrats on this, and we are not expecting that to happen. We are expecting the vote to fail, and then senators will try to figure out the next steps. But again, according to Punchbowl, it looks like McConnell is working on some sort of offer for Majority Leader Schumer. Of course, Democrats have said that they would not use reconciliation, what Republicans have been asking for. So there has been this standoff, but we will see what they say in the coming hours after this vote. But again, the president and these business leaders just trying to underscore how serious this situation would be and how damaging it could be for the economy as a whole, as well as consumers and small businesses. Alexis.
Well, I'm going to take it from here. Jess, thank you for that. Yahoo Finance's Jessica Smith in Washington, D.C.